Hi.
So good to meet you, Natalie.
Hey, nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I am so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
No worries. We'll jump right into things if that's okay. You
For
do
sure.
have this new song out. It's called All Joy, and it's so uplifting and like energy filled on top of like the lyrics just being so, I don't know, joyful. That's so like cheesy, but it really is. Like it brings a lot of joy, I think, to our music. And was just wondering what inspired the song.
Yeah, this song is super special to me just because I feel like it kind of hopefully embodies that joy musically as well as spiritually in the lyric. But it came from that scripture that says, count it all joy when you face trials of various kinds. And that scripture used to be so frustrating to me. Like if you read it, it's just like that doesn't make sense in our human capacity. Like count it all what? When I face what? That doesn't make sense. But I'm learning a lot about joy lately and how biblical joy is way different than how we think about happiness or anything like that. Like it's a way different concept. And how joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And so if we look at that passage, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, and so on. And I just always used to think that I had to like, you know, we say to choose joy, and I think we mean well by that, but it gives it kind of this connotation of like, oh, you have to like pull the joy from within yourself, like choose it, you know? And really, if I believe that joy is not a fruit of myself or a fruit of my own striving, but joy is a fruit of the Spirit, then that changes everything. Because if I want to have more joy, I have to ask for more of the Spirit. And it's something that's so dependent on him and not on me at all, which is it's such a freeing thing that comes with so much freedom, because you don't have to put a smile on your face and pretend to be okay all the time. But there is this underlying joy that comes not from you, but from Jesus, that because he's the same all the time, we can actually have that joy in the same time as in the really hard places. And I think it's such a gift from God that we kind of have to reframe our understanding about, but that he can be that joy at all times if we choose to let it in. And so really when we say choose joy, we mean we're going to choose Jesus. We're going to choose to let him be that and not try to come up with it for ourselves.
I feel like this idea of choosing joy feels timely. But I also know that it's not always the easiest. Was there like a personal moment or season that sparked the theme for this song? And maybe if not, do you have advice on how to find joy even when it's hard to find?
I have always, I don't know, I've always been someone who tries to see on the optimistic side of things for sure. But I haven't always seen it like that from a biblical perspective. And so me learning about it was a catalyst for everything for sure. But I also, when I was writing these songs, I was in such a season of just a lot of joy with the Lord and a lot of great things happening in life as well. I had just signed my record deal and felt like things were happening. And it was just a really sweet season. But it was interesting because I was writing these songs about joy with some of my friends who were going through really intense seasons of a lot of grief or a lot of pain. And they would say things like, oh, I didn't know till I went through this that joy can exist at the same time as grief and at the same time as pain. And so us coming from those kind of different perspectives, I think was really cool because it was like we're experiencing joy in different places. And, you know, when people would ask us about that, like, how do you keep this idea of joy? How do you become a person of joy? I think it's just choosing it every day. Like we think it's going to be a one-time decision, but it's like, no, I'm going to choose the way of the Lord every day for a long time. And that's ultimately the thing that changes us from the inside out is a faithfulness and dedication to that. So I'm learning it along the way, but it's been really encouraging for me too.
It's so good. Now, you already kind of mentioned that you had written this with a group of friends. How did that creative process go in writing and creating this song?
The creative process can be so different. Songwriting is so interesting to me because it's like some days the song comes out in 15 minutes, and some days it's like we're going on and on, or it takes us years to find what the song should actually be. And but this song specifically, I remember being in the studio with my friends, and one of them just bringing up this passage, and I was like, oh, I've been thinking so much about joy, and us just kind of writing that into a song that felt true and true to us, and that felt like it would be encouraging to us. And so we feel like if we need it, someone else might need it too. And yeah, so that was a sweet, kind of honestly easier day, because we're just writing scripture into the song. Like, and I love doing that because I know that those words will never return void. Like, if we use scripture as the lyrics, like they're gonna hit somebody, you know. But it was different for all the different songs on the record, the process, and that's part of what keeps it so fun to me, is you never know what's gonna happen, and you just kind of try to follow it creatively and find what the Lord wants you to say in it. So it's been a really fun process.
Oh, good. Is there more music coming?
There's always more music. There's always more music. Yeah, we just released the full record called All Joy. And so I don't know what's next, but I'm always writing. So we'll see. It's bound to be soon.
What's your hope, or like the message that you hope that listeners get, maybe not just with the song All Joy, but even with the record?
Yeah, I mean, I do hope that even if they listen through the whole record, I think there are songs for everybody on there, because there are songs about the really great seasons and about how to have joy when it's hard. And so yeah, so I would hope that people would see the kind of ups and downs of it, you know, that it's a record about joy, but it doesn't mean that it's not all upbeat songs that are just like la 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 good all the time. You know, it's there's some range to it that I think hopefully mimics the range of life. Like it's just true that life is really hard a lot of the time, and we need songs to help us get through that. And so my prayer is that there would be a song for everybody to help them through those times.
Now, for those that are just getting to know you, I was wondering if we could kind of take a step back and if you could share how you got started on this music journey to begin with.
Yeah. So I fell in love with the piano when I was super young. I remember my parents were so smart about it. I knew that they would have wanted me to take piano lessons. They probably would have made me, you know. But instead, they just bought me a little keyboard and they put it in my playroom and they didn't say anything about it. And I just discovered it, and I was like, "Mom and Dad, this is so cool. Look, I'm like playing these little melodies. Like, do you think maybe I could take piano lessons?" And they were like, "Yes, what a great idea you had all by yourself." And so it worked out to where I just felt like I was discovering music. I was having so much fun with it. And so I took piano lessons all growing up. My grandma was my first piano teacher. She was a piano teacher for 30 years. And she encouraged me to start writing songs. And so I started doing that as a teenager. And then I knew I wanted to study music and theology in college. And so I moved to Nashville to do that when I was 18. And I've been here like 8 years, which is crazy. But the Lord has just been so faithful to keep me going through all that, and kind of keep the love of music that I've had forever alive. So
So
it's
you've
been sweet.
always like known or had a sense that this is what you wanted to do then.
Yeah, I remember this moment. This might be my earliest memory, actually. I remember being super little and my grandma asking me, like, "What do you think you might want to do when you grow up?" Like, she's just being silly as we're playing, you know. And she thought I was going to say, "I want to be an astronaut," or, "I want to whatever, like do something fun." And I thought about it for a minute and I was like, "I'm going to lead worship and write songs." Like, of course I am, you know. And I don't know why I knew that from such a young age, but I think it was because I loved it. I was finding that I was good at it. Like and when I would play for people, it really ministered to them, and it was a way to connect with people and connect with the Lord. And I don't know, my little heart knew that somehow. But it's fun to now be doing it and to look back and say, I know not everybody has a sense of what they're gonna do, but I knew that it would be music somehow. And so God continues to take that and blow my mind for
That's
sure.
so good. And how has your faith shaped your career, your music, your songwriting process? How has that played a role in all of this?
Oh, so much. I think, all of us need faith for just day-to-day life, and especially in this career, which can be really crazy sometimes. It can be a chaotic thing. But I feel like that's what has kept me grounded, and it's something that I can come back to. And just even being involved in a really great church here in Nashville, like all of those things are so grounding and such a great thing to come back to and just kind of feel rooted in. And so I've been grateful to have grown up in the church and have had that from a young age. I gave my life to the Lord when I was a teenager. And so just kind of building on that foundation for a long time and trying to seek the Lord. And it's been the thing that's been so grounding to me. And I think that that can be true for any profession. But especially if you feel like life's a little crazy, it's just been really grounding for me.
Thank you so much, Natalie. We're so excited for this album and to continue to just play your music. I do just want to end on three quick, like, fire questions. Still sort of related to music, but a little bit outside of the box.
Okay, I'm ready.
What is one of your current favorite worship songs?
Oh, I just will never get tired of Goodness of God.
Oh,
I
that's a
could
good
sing
one.
that for so long and just never get sick of it.
Yeah, so good. And your go-to coffee order?
I just like a latte. Like if we're going to like a somewhere with a good coffee beans, just
A
latte.
nice latte.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. And what is one artist that you'd love to collaborate with?
I'm good friends with an artist named Blessing Offer,
Oh,
and
yes.
so good, right?
Yeah.
So we've been writing some songs together, so we'll see.
Oh,
You know,
okay.
that could definitely be something that happens.
Yeah, so good. Well, thank you so much for joining and just sharing your heart behind your music and your career. I think you've walked an amazing journey and yeah, it's just so good to hear that message of perseverance and really working towards something that you have on your heart and how your faith has played a role in all of this. So we're really excited for you.
You're awesome. Thank you, Abby. Thanks for having me.
No worries.